Chapter 4. They came in the early afternoon. I'd gotten out of bed late, after wheezing and gasping and contemplating ruination until mid-morning, when I slid into uneasy dreams of enormous, doorless rooms with low ceilings where thick, inescapable blankets lay heaped on my chest. I woke at noon, with the light moving behind the trees and sparrows chirping. Nan? No answer. I'd been aware of her several times, a small, newly fragile silhouette in the doorway from the studio to the bedroom. Watchful. She can judge an attack as well as any doctor. Nan? Off to the butcher, or the greengrocer's, or maybe for the paper. She can still read the headline placards at the newsagents. I pulled on my trousers and stuck my feet in my shoes. Major effort. My lungs, beyond congested, had turned to suet and weren't fit for much but Christmas pudding. When I bent to pick up my shirt, the world obligingly darkened, producing red corollas around the bureau, the bed, the straight chair. Nan? I stepped into the studio, where my new canvas waited on the easel. A dark limousine with a biomorphic form screaming in the driver's seat surges from a deep orange ground toward the viewer. The figure was not right yet. Not quite. Something about the foreshortening of the elongated neck, but in my tattered condition I couldn't conceive a fix. There was something odd about the studio, too. A good big wheeze of air to focus the mind. The perfume of damp wool, redolent of nights in the park and just cleaned uniforms? No, not just. It was the table set for lunch. We always ate in the kitchen, but Nan had covered our roulette table with a cloth and set out the lunch things, complete with cutlery and a note stuck under the salt. Her handwriting, once a pride, was still small and well-formed, but prone to run away at odd angles. Hope you feel better. Back soon. I realized that the roulette wheel had disappeared. Then I heard the bell. Had Nan forgotten her key? 3 more rings before I managed the length of the studio and the small hall that adjoined the kitchen. "Forget your key," I gasped, and opened the door.